If you have your Bible, turn this morning to John chapter 11. John chapter 11. The Bible says in verse 1, John chapter 11, said, "Now a certain man was sick named Lazarus of Bethany, the town of Mary and her sister Martha. It was that Mary which anointed the Lord with an ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. Therefore this sister sent unto him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick. When Jesus heard that, he said, This sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby. Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. And when he had heard, therefore, that he was sick, he abode 2 days still in the same place where he was. Then after that, saith he to his disciples, Let us go into Judea again. His disciples say unto him, Master, the Jews of late sought to stone thee, and goest thou thither again? And Jesus answered, Are there not 12 hours in a day? And if any man walk in the day, he stumble not, because he seeth the light of this world. But if a man walk in the night, he stumble, because there is no light in him. These things he said he, and after that he saith unto them, Our friend Lazarus sleepeth, but I go that I may awake him out of sleep. Then said his disciples, Lord, if he sleep, he shall do well. And howbeit Jesus spake of his death, but they thought that he had spoken of taking of rest in sleep. Then Jesus said unto them plainly, Lazarus is dead. I'm glad for your sakes that I was not there, but to the intent you may believe. Nevertheless, let us go unto him. Then said Thomas, which is called Didymus, unto his fellow disciples, let us also go that we may die with him. Then when Jesus came, he found that he had lain in the grave 4 days already. Now Bethany was nigh unto Jerusalem, about 15 furlings off. And many of the Jews came to Martha and Mary to comfort them concerning their brother. Then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was come, went and met him. But Mary sat still in the house. Then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. But I know that even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it thee. And Jesus said unto her, Thy brother shall rise again. And Martha said unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. And Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? And she said unto him, Yea, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world. And when she had so said, she went her way and called Mary her sister secretly, saying, The Master is come and calleth for thee. As soon as she heard that, she arose quickly and came unto him. Now Jesus was not yet come into the town, but was in that place where Martha met him. And the Jews then, which were with her in the house and comfort her, when they saw Mary, that she rose up hastily and went out, followed her, saying, She goeth unto the grave to weep there. And then when Mary was come where Jesus was and saw him, she fell down at his feet, saying unto him, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. And when Jesus therefore saw her weeping, and the Jews also weeping, which came with her, he groaned in the spirit and was troubled, and said, Where have you laid him? And they said unto him, Lord, come and see. Jesus wept. Then said the Jews, Behold how he loved him. And some of them said, Could not this man, which opened the eyes of the blind, have caused that even this man should not have died? Jesus, therefore, again groaning in himself, cometh to the grave. It was a cave, and a stone lay upon it. And Jesus said, Take ye away the stone. And Martha, the sister of him that was dead, said unto him, Lord, by this time he stinketh, for he hath been dead 4 days. Jesus saith unto her, I said not unto thee, that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God. Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me, and I knew that thou heardest me always. But because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. And when he had thus had spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound about with a napkin. And Jesus said unto them, Loose him and let him go. And then many of the Jews which came to Mary and had seen the things which Jesus did believed on him. I want to preach on this thought this morning. if God will be my help, from the 40th verse where he says, seeing the glory of God. I want to preach on that today, that we could see the glory of God. As we look at this morning, and the Bible tells us this old story. But you know one thing about the Word of God? It never gets old. I love these old stories. I could read them again and again. And every time I read them, Brother Lynn, God speaks to my heart. He runs over me with joy unspeakable. And he gives me a touch from heaven. Amen. That encourages me a little along the way. And we see this morning. Now see, John's writing about this man. He said, "What, just any man, but it's a certain man who was sick." And the man's name was Lazarus. And his sisters. And that man Lazarus, the Bible said that Jesus loved them. Praise God. I'm glad that he did. I'm glad that he does, because he loves me and you too. I want to say today, on the authority of the Word of God, Brother Matt, that he didn't love Lazarus any more than he loved me and you. Amen. He loves us, praise God, enough to die for us on the cross of Calvary. And boy, I'm so glad I have a Savior this morning. I have a Savior this morning. I say I have a Savior this morning. Praise God, that's mine. He's mine. He's mine, praise God. When I put my faith and trust in him and I believe on him, praise God, I begin to see the glory of God come down. Amen. Glory be to his name. I thank God for the glory that we beheld when we see the Son of God. Amen. Praise God, it's real this morning. Something to be anticipated, something to be looked for, something to be desired. And praise God, it flows down on us like living waters. Amen. That stir in our soul. It comes out of a fountain in the very depths of glory and comes up and bubbles. Now how that fountain, I got to thinking, how that fountain of glory can come from glory down into my heart, praise God, and then bubble up out of me. I ain't got a clue how that happened, but thank God it does. Amen. But they said, this fella, amen, he was sick. And the sisters call unto Jesus, and they say, he whom thou lovest is sick. Amen. So them, he who thou lovest is sick. You say, well, preacher, Jesus must not care about it because he didn't run down there. Amen. He said, yeah, I said that sickness is not unto death. Amen. You say, well, ain't this a contradiction? Because a little while down here, Jesus is going to say that Lazarus is dead. Amen. But praise God, I want to say tonight or today on the authority of God's Word, praise God, when Jesus comes along, all death has to flee. Amen. Glory to God. We ought to be afraid of death today. It's just a stepping stone into the glory of God. When we see that time approaching, and we all will if time continues and tarries, but praise God, it's just a stepping stone to glory. Amen. It's a place to get off. It's a getting off place. This whole world's a spinning and a turning on its axis, and we're here part of it, and we're just trying to stay afloat and stay directed. But praise God, one day in a little while, we'll take our leave from here, and we'll go over yonder. Amen. Glory be to God. I don't know about you, glory to God, but I'm glad there's an over yonder, ain't you? Ain't you glad there's a place? It's a better place, a far better place, a greater place than any place this world has. Amen. There's a lot of magnificent, splendid scenery to see here in this world. But praise God, I'm glad that there's a place that's out of this world that's far more spectacular, praise God, than anything you can find on this planet called Earth. Amen. I'm glad there's one far superior than anybody we could run upon here in this place, in the place called heaven. There's God the Father and God the Son and God the Holy Spirit. Amen. Abiding three in one and one in three, praise God, there to help us along the way. But we see Jesus, he said, this sickness is not unto death, verse 4, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby. Now I want to say, if we ain't careful, we get caught up in our own fleshly carnality, and if somebody gets sick, we think that, you know, it's just a terrible and awful thing, and it is a bad thing to be sick. I don't know about you, but I don't like to be sick. Amen. Us men, when we get sick, we get whiny. Amen. Women suck it up. They go on, and they'll take care of 3 sick youngins and a sick husband too, while they're going through the same thing. But me and you fellas, when we get sick, we get whiny. Amen. I don't like to be sick. I don't like to feel bad. Praise God, I'm glad I'm not running on what I feel. Praise God, I'm glad I know that God Almighty, He's on my side. You know what? No matter what I'm going through, no matter what sickness I might have, praise God, I realize that sickness is not unto death. Amen. Amen. He said, wait a minute, preacher. Sometimes we get sicknesses that are to death. We die from them. Amen. But praise God, if you're a child of God, you ain't ever going to die. Amen. Now you're a promised eternal life. That place that sickness takes you is just a leaping off place into glory. Amen. If you're a child of God, I know we don't like to think about that a lot. We want to live. I want to live. You want to live as long as we can live. Amen. Amen. We want to prosper here as long as we can. But praise God, I'm glad we have a promise, Lord. He said, this sickness is not unto death. Amen. You say, how could He say that? Knowing that Lazarus is going to die, praise God, because Lazarus loved the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. And if you love the Lord Jesus Christ, this old body may lay down, but you'll never die. Amen. There's no contradictory here. Amen. There's not a contradiction here. The Lord Jesus Christ said what He meant and meant what He said. Amen. Ain't you glad you have that hope today in Jesus? Praise the Lord. But they said that he goes on down here and he says, he tells the fellas, amen, he said, our friend Lazarus sleepeth. Amen. Verse 11. But I go that I may awake him out of sleep. Yea, glory. Amen. Watch this. Jesus, hey, listen, fellas. He said, we've been here a few days, said, we better need to go down there to Bethany because Lazarus is asleep. In verse 12, said, then said his disciple, Lord, if he sleep, he shall do well. I said, well, Lord, he's sick, and if he's able to get rest, if he's able to sleep, then he can get better. See, God designed us to be in the garden, lay down at night, take a rest and sleep, praise God, and wake up the next morning brand new. Have you ever wondered why when you get sick, praise God, seems like all you want to do is just lay and sleep. Amen. We just want to lay and sleep because that's the way God designed us to get better. While you're sleeping, while you're resting, praise, while your body is at rest, amen, it can heal itself. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Glory to God. And when we lay down to sleep, praise God, and we can wake up feeling brand new. Now, I know as you get a little bit older, praise God, you get up and there's another ache and you find another pain here and another there. Amen. But that's all part of life as we age in an old sin-cursed world. But I thank God this morning, amen, that one day we're going to wake up, Brother Don, brand new. Amen. I just wonder what God's going to do with all these artificial parts. Amen. They're just piling up. Everybody's getting them. Amen. They're putting a part here and a part there and a part yonder. One day in a little while, God's going to sort all that out, praise God. And when you get the glory, you're going to be complete. You're going to be whole, amen. You're going to be perfect. Praise God. Amen. We ought to just all stop right there, take time out, take a recess, just shout for a while. Because I've been through this. I've been this thing 55 years, and I ain't been perfect yet. Amen. I don't know about you how long you've been hanging out here, but you probably haven't been perfect yet either. But one day in a little while, praise God, God said we're going to see the glory of God in a perfect body. Amen. We're going to be perfect one day when He presents us to Himself. But He says Lazarus is dead. He tells them. He says he do well if he sleep. And Jesus, they thought he took a rest and sleep. But then just said Jesus unto his disciples plainly. He tells them plainly. He said Lazarus is dead. Amen. He's dead. He's getting cold. His body, amen, it's taking on the part, amen, where it goes in death. Amen. And he said, I am glad for your sakes that I was not there to the intent He said, the intent of me lagging behind me, the intent of me not going up there when they called me, that you might see the glory of God. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. He said, for your sakes, that I was not there to the intent you may believe. Nevertheless, let us go unto him. And you know what Thomas done? He said, well, Lord, he said, fellas, let's go. Said, he's going back up there. Said, they're going to kill him just sure as the world. Let's just go up there and we'll just die with him. Amen. Now Thomas was the one that was a doubter. As a little while later, when Jesus rose, Thomas was a doubter. He said, I don't know that he's alive. He said, because I ain't seen him. He said, if I can't stick my fingers in the holes of his head and stick my hand into that riveted side, he said, I'll not believe. But here Thomas said, I'm ready to go up there. I said, fella, let's just go up there and just get over with. Let's just go die with him. Amen. Are you ready to die for Jesus? You ready to die with Jesus? Hey, let's not. This thing's getting ugly in this world we live. Our vice president's wife got her a job. Now anybody, any country, any people that had any sense, they say, glory be to God. Somebody wants work. Amen. Somebody wants to make a living. Somebody wants to help somebody. But according to them, her mistake was getting a job at a Christian school. And my boy, man, they're tearing her all to pieces. Said, what in the world is she trying to do? Going to getting a job at a Christian school. And this Christian school, it has some principles. Amen. Amen. Hey, this Christian school where she went, it believes the Word of God. It said that sodomy is wrong. Amen. He said that where they go, said it's wrong for men to lay with men and women to lay with women. Amen. See, they some things that's true and they some things that's false, but they're beating her to pieces because she's standing for her and she's trying to help where she can. Amen. Praise God. I'm glad we've got some people like that today. But it's coming down the pike. They don't want me and you to be Christians because our convictions convicts them. Amen. I'm glad we have some convictions today. These things that's right and these things that's wrong, praise God, and there's no middle ground. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. So the Lord tells him, he said, we've got to go. We've got to go and raise him up. And the Bible says in verse 21, said Martha, then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. So Martha meets him down there as he's coming into Bethany where he's at. And she said, Lord, if you had just been here, my brother hadn't died. Amen. I want to say wherever it is, it don't matter if Jesus is here, there, or yonder, praise God, he still has the power, amen, to make a difference. Amen. Praise God. He don't have to be sitting on your porch to make a difference in your life. But praise God, if he's in your heart, praise the Lord, that's all the difference it makes. That's needed. Have the Lord in our hearts. He said, but I know, verse 22, she said, but I know that even now whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it thee. And Jesus said, unto her, thy brother shall rise again. Amen. He said, thy brother shall rise again. And Mary, Martha said unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. She said, I know what the Bible says. I know he'll rise again at the resurrection at the last day. But she didn't realize that she was standing in the presence of the resurrection and to resurrect her. Amen. He was ready and willing always to resurrect, to bring those that are dead and lift them up into life. Amen. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Praise God. He said, I am that resurrection. He said, I am that life. Amen. Listen, it won't do us no good to get up from the dead if we don't have any life. We'd be just like one of them stinking stupid zombies that they have on these zombie shows, just walking in the world with no life in them, stumbling along. But praise God, if God's resurrected you, brought your life from dead to living, praise God, to serve a living God, then we ought to just be alive in the Spirit and allow God to help us today to be manifest unto the glory of God. Amen. God, use your life and mine. Praise God. Bless His holy name. She saith unto him, verse 27, Yea, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which would come into the world. She said, I know who you are. She said, you're that Christ, that promise. He said, no, praise God. He said, I am the resurrection and the life. Amen. He said, all those that kind of believe in me. He said, and the life. He said, he that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. Amen. Those that are dead and are trespasses and sin, and they're all around us today. But God said, if they'll believe on me, believe in me, Lord Jesus Christ said, they shall be made alive. Amen. He said, they'll be rescued from the dead. You know what's wrong with a whole lot of people around us today? We're trying to win the Lord. They're just zombies. They're walking around dead on their feet, and they don't even know it. There's a lot of dead people. And then you say, well, the Bible says it's going to wax worse and worse because there's more and more people that's dead. They're lost and undone without God. They need to be made alive in Christ Jesus today. You say, how can that be? Through the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Look at Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8 and verse 1. I'll give you time to turn there. I want you to see this. Romans chapter 8 and verse 1. He said, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. Amen. What sends us to hell, what kills us, what is sin. Amen. He said, those that are been born again, praise God, those are in Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, their sin's been put away. Amen. When you sin after you've been born again, praise God, it should convict your heart. Amen. Praise the Lord. Who convicts us of sin? The Holy Ghost of God. He said, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Amen. Let me ask you a question this morning. Where are you? What are you walking in? What's leading you? What's guiding you? What's taking you through this walk of life? Are you following the flesh and people of this world? Are we following the sweet Spirit of God? Amen. The sweet Holy Spirit is what leads us along. Verse 2 says, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. He said, that old tyrant of sin, that old tyrant of death, praise God, had they been put away, and I've been raised in newness of life through the Lord Jesus Christ who come into my heart and made a difference in me. He took out the old and he put in a new. He gave me a different heart. Amen. Took that old stony heart out and he put a heart of flesh, and I can love the brethren and I can love Jesus and I can praise His name unashamedly this morning for just being the God of heaven that He is. Amen. See the glory of God as He looks down upon us. And He said, He put away the flesh. Verse 3 says, well, for what the law could not do, and that it was weak through the flesh. Amen. God sent His own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after what? The Spirit. Amen. Verse 14 says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Amen. Jesus told Martha, He said, listen, He said, I'm the one that's going to make the difference. I'm the one that's going to overpower sin. I'm the one that's going to take over, praise God, in your heart and your body. I'm the one that can resurrect the dead. I'm the one that can lift you up. I'm the one that can encourage you. I'm the one that can hold you up there when I get you there. Amen. Glory be to God. We can't do it ourselves, but there's a God of heaven. He said, as I'm lifted up, praise God, I'll lift you up with me. Amen. Praise God. If we could get the mindset, Lord Jesus Christ, I'm talking about seeing the glory of God. Realize where He's at, praise God, and where He wants us to be. Amen. Brother Rex, He wants us to be up there with Him. Amen. You say, preacher, how do we get there in these old bodies? Praise God. We got to start thinking there. Amen. He said, our conversation's in heaven, praise God. Manner of living's already over there. It's just as if we're in the presence of royalty. Amen, today. Praise God. Why? Because we can see His glory. Seeing the glory of God. Said, you can see it, praise God. Amen. And then he goes down and he goes and he gets Mary, and Mary comes. Verse 32. And Mary says, Mary has the same question or makes the same statement. And verse 32 said, then when Mary was come where Jesus was and saw him, she fell down at his feet, saying unto him, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. Had the same statement. You'd think they had rehearsed it word for word. Amen. But they knew. They both knew the same Savior. They both had the same heart. And they both knew the same words that they could say, Lord, if you'd only been here, my brother had not died. Amen. Praise God. And then she began to weep, and she was weeping and crying. It tore at the heart of the Savior. When Jesus therefore saw her weeping, and the Jews also weeping, which came with her, he groaned in the spirit and was troubled. Amen. And listen to what he says. And he said, where have you laid him? He said, where have you laid him to rest? And they said unto him, Lord, come and see. I can see in my mind's eyes as the Lord goes over where that tomb was. And the Bible said, the shortest verse in the Bible, verse 35 in John 11, he said, Jesus wept. Amen. He wept over this. He wept. He didn't weep over Lazarus. He didn't weep over Martha and Mary. He wept because of there's a whole lot of unbelief. A whole lot of people didn't believe, praise God, that he was the resurrection and the life. Amen. I want to say that the Lord Jesus is still weeping today. Amen. He's still weeping today. Well, there's a message right there. Jesus is still weeping because of unbelief. Amen. Praise the Lord. Still weeping. The ones that's around there, they said, you look at this. Said, this man could heal the blind. He could make the blind see. Why couldn't he save this man? See how much he loved him. Why couldn't he have saved him? Amen. I won't say Jesus can save anybody. He'll come unto him. Amen. He'll save anybody that love him and seek his appearing. And Jesus said, and Jesus, therefore, verse 38, therefore again groaned in himself coming to the grave, and it was a cave, and a stone lay upon it. Can you see this? There's the cave, there's a stone upon it. They had took Lazarus in there, laid him in that tomb, and they rolled a big stone, that's probably sealed it up. And Jesus said, take the stone away. But Martha said, Martha the sister of him that was dead said unto him, Lord, by this time he stinketh, for he hath been dead 4 days. He said, listen, Lord, we don't want to lay that stone away. He's done been dead for 4 days. The putrefying stuff done took hold of him. His body's done begin to decay. His body's done begin to fall apart. His body's done begin to get putrid to the smell. Lord, you don't want to do that. Amen. Praise God. But Jesus said and saith unto her, said I not unto thee that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest what? See the glory of God. Amen. Well, I tell you what, I don't know about you, but I like to see the glory of God, don't you? I like to see the power of God manifest in his heart, in the minds of his people. I like to see the power of God manifest in your heart and in mine. Amen. He said, hey, listen, he said, I saith unto you that thou wouldest believe, that thou shouldest see the glory of God. Amen. He said, if you'll just believe. Listen to what he said. Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. Amen. They said, if you'll just believe. You know what happens when we believe? Praise God, we'll remove the stone of doubt away from our lives. We'll take that stone away, that partition away that's a hiding all the shadowy stuff of our life. We'll roll it away, praise God, and we'll make it open to the Lord Jesus Christ so He can look at that tomb of our death and decay, and He can see where we're at so that He can bring us out, praise God. Amen. You want to see the glory of God, praise God, just confess your sin, praise the Lord. Ask God to forgive you and cleanse you from the guttermost to the uttermost and see what God will reveal to you. Amen. Amen. Glory be to God. Hey, roll back that stone. Say, Lord, here I am. Amen. Praise God. God will begin to show you things you hadn't even thought about in years. Amen. Amen. He'll begin to reveal it to you. He'll begin to show it to you. Amen. The Bible said they took the stone away, and Jesus lifted up his eyes to the Father. He said, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. Amen. Jesus said, Lord, I'm Father, I'm glad you've heard me in the past. He said, I know that and he said, I know that thou hast that thou hearest me always. He said, but because of the people which stand by me, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. Amen. He said, I know you've heard me, and I know you hear me. He said, but for the people here that's a listening sake, I just wanted to say it to you again. Amen. So that they might hear and know, praise God, where the help's coming from. I'm glad we have an advocate with the Father, which is Christ Jesus, the Savior. And it don't matter how much we're dead or dying, praise God, in this old flesh. He said, if we'll believe on Him, He'll save us, praise God. Lift us up out of our sin. Save us from the guttermost to the uttermost. Take us places that we've never been and give us hope and help that's out of this world. Amen. A mediator of one that can go to the Father, and the Father hears everything He says. Amen. Now, sometimes in our life as Christians, we've got things between us and God. Oh me, we got things between us and God. That old rock, that stone, that's a block in the entrance to our heart, praise God, needs to be rolled away so that God can get in. Yeah. Amen. So that we can see the glory of God. He prayed to the Father. Amen. And then Jesus says, Lazarus, down in that place called death, something when he said, Lazarus. Well, I just wonder if how many Lazarus they was down there in that place called death. How many Lazarus they were. Amen. But God knew exactly which one, pray God, which person He is speaking to. And He said, Lazarus, come forth. Amen. The stone's been rolled away. I can see in. I can see where you're at. Lazarus, get up. Amen. That's what Jesus is trying to tell us today. Praise God. Roll away that stone that you can see the glory of God. Amen. For yourself. You can't see it through the stone. Praise God. But if we'll roll the stone away, maybe you need to get somebody to help you today. Say, would you help me? Roll this stone out of the way. Help me get rid of it, praise God, so the glory of God can shine in. Amen. I think it's blocked off. I think it's obscuring the glory of our Savior. I believe if we ever see Him, I believe if we ever truly see the glory of our Savior, the way He wants us to see Him, amen, He wants to manifest Himself to us, praise God, we'd be glad to come by and say, Brother Rex, would you come help me roll the stone away so that I can see the glory of the Savior? Amen. Amen. You say, well, preacher, I'd never do that. I'd be too embarrassed to do that. I want to say that's just a stinking devil building up your pride. Amen. Glory to God. What I'd do, I'd run get somebody or somebody's by the hand. I say, could you come help me? I've got a heavy stone blocking the glory of the Lord coming to my heart. And I need you to help me roll it away this morning. Amen. Glory to God. Say, I want to see the glory. Maybe you're here this morning, you ain't seen the glory in a while. You ain't seen the power of God in a while. You ain't seen the closeness to the Lord in a while, in a spell. Amen. You say, I just don't know how to get to it. I just don't know if I can get to it or not. So get somebody by the hand. Get somebody, several somebodies, and say, come pray with me. I want to roll the stone away. Help get it out of the way. I want to see the glory of the Lord. Amen. Jesus, I'll show you the glory of the Lord. He said, I'll roll the stone away. Amen. I'll bring the dead out. If we can get the place this morning where we can get that stone taken out of the way, it allowed the dead to come out. Amen. Into the place of the living. Praise the Lord. Glory. And said, he that was dead came forth. Amen. Bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound about by a napkin. Amen. Now listen. So here we have we have the stone rolled away. He said we have the opening made for the dead to come out. And we have the dead. He's done raised up. And the Bible says he's bound hand and foot. And praise God, the Lord lifts him up out of that place of the dead. And he brings him out, okay, amen, glory to God, into the open where you can see him. Amen. That's all God wants us to do, young, is put ourselves out in the open where he can see us. Realize who we are. That we're just old sinners saved by grace. Amen. and that we want to be saved, and that condemnation be put away from us. That we can serve the Lord God and be led of the Spirit so that we know that we're sons of God. Amen. And the Lord says to him, he said, loose him and let him go. Amen. He said, what's he saying? Brother Lynn, he said, listen, that old tyrant sin, praise God, that had him bound down. He said, that rascal has to go, amen. He has to leave. It has to set him free, praise God. Amen. And he said, if I get rid of that sin, praise God. He said, then I can, if sin's no longer present, then we don't have to worry about death because the bondage of death is caused by sin. Amen. So he says that old tyrant of sin, praise God, has to be taken out of the way. He said, loose him and let him go. He said, that bondage of sin that is taken out of the way, that tyrant of sin, the bonds of death are broken, praise God, because it's no longer holding to it. Amen. Thank you. Amen. He said, what are you saying, preacher? I said, we don't have to die today. You don't have to die today. You can live forever. Amen. You can live forever today, starting today. If you can get that stone rolled away, you get the Savior in, praise God, and you get that old dead, dying carcass out of there, that old rotten, putrefying person that you are. Amen. Thing is, we can't recognize that we're just old sinners, dying in sin. Amen. And we need to be saved from our sin, praise God. Amen. He don't save you, praise God, in your sin. He saves you from your sin. He brings you out of it. It tears me to pieces. People think, well, preacher, I'm saved, but still go along just living her life like they did before, and sin and wickedness. Amen. Doing all the ungodly things that God says are ungodly and thinking it's all right. It don't work that way. And praise God, Lord Jesus Christ said, I'll loose you. I'll set you free. He said, I'll remove the napkin off your face, praise God, that you can finish what you started. Amen. Praise God. You can finish well, that you can be an example to somebody else. Amen. So that they might see the glory of God also. Amen. That's what God's after. It's got what God wants to happen. We see in verse 45, and I'm done. Listen. Verse 45, he said, then many of the Jews which came to Mary and had seen the things which Jesus did, what? Believed on Him. What does that mean? That means that the Jews that was there, they'd come for Mary. Amen. They'd come for Martha. They'd come to weep with them and lift them up and encourage them. But when they seen the Lord Jesus, when they seen, praise God, the glory of God manifest in their eyes. Amen. Praise God. The Bible said that they believed on Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. What took place? Amen. They saw the glory of God. Amen. When people see the glory of God, they'll get saved. People never get saved till they see the glory of God. But boy, when you see the glory of God, amen, it's the best thing that you'll ever see in your life. Amen, because you won't just see it once, but you'll see it again and again and again. And when you get looking for the glory of God, you'll see it in all the phases and aspects of your life. Amen, you'll see the glory of God. Amen. Praise God. He said, if he saith unto her and unto thee, he's talking to the sisters here, and he said I saith not unto thee that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God. So how do you see the glory of God? By believing on Lord Jesus Christ. By putting our faith and trust in Him, we see the glory of God. If there's anything we need to see, church, today, is the glory of God. We need to see the glory of God. We need to realize that it's real. Amen. Just as real as it was for Martha and Mary and Lazarus. Amen. It is for you and I. Praise God. And Lazarus come out there, and boy, I guarantee if he could tell you, if Lazarus could talk to you, he'd tell you a story. Boy, what a story it'd be. He said, let me tell you where I was at, what Jesus brought me from. Amen. But I want to say we all have that same story. We were all dead in our sins and trespasses. And Jesus said, let me show you my glory. Jesus, come to where we was. Maybe it's on a Wednesday night. Maybe it's on a Sunday morning or a Sunday night. Maybe it's in the middle of the week. Maybe it's on a Saturday. You remember where Jesus Christ come to you and you saw the glory of God and you realized that there was a Savior who came to die for your sin that you might be set free. Right. Amen. Amen. Praise God. And the Bible says when you're free in Him, praise God, you're free indeed. Hey, take the liberty that He's give us. Amen. When we see the glory of God and recognize how great and marvelous that is. But He said in order to see it, praise God, He said, first thing you got to do, you got to roll that stone away. You got to roll that stone away so that God can see the old dead stuff that's inside. Amen. If there's old dead stuff inside you today, praise God, you'll just come, bow an old-fashioned altar and say, Lord Jesus, here am I. Would you come, would you please touch my heart?